Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Mindful Art of Swedish Death Cleaning for Women Over 50 by Linnea Mem. Bergman is a practical self-help and home organization guide focused on decluttering, downsizing, and preparing a home for later life with emotional care. The book draws on the Swedish practice of dust deadening, often translated as death cleaning, but presents it less as a grim task than as a reflective process of deciding what should remain, what can be released, and what legacy belongings carry. Its primary audience is women over 50 who may be facing changing households, retirement, smaller living spaces, inherited possessions, or the desire to reduce the burden placed on family members. Bergman frames organization as both a physical and psychological practice, combining Scandinavian simplicity, mindful reflection, elements of feng shui, and practical sorting tools. The purpose is not only to create tidier rooms, but also to make future transitions less anxious and more intentional. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, dustening is presented as planned life stage organization rather than crisis cleaning. A central idea of the book is that Swedish death cleaning can be approached before illness. Bereavement, or forced downsizing, makes decisions urgent. Bergman adapts dust deadening for women over 50 by treating it as a normal part of later life planning, comparable to reviewing finances, simplifying routines, or clarifying personal priorities. This framing matters because clutter often becomes harder to address when it is delayed until a move, medical event, or family emergency. By encouraging gradual sorting, the book reduces the pressure associated with making many emotional decisions at once. The concept also shifts responsibility away from surviving relatives, who may otherwise need to interpret the meaning of objects without guidance. In this sense, the method is not simply about discarding possessions. It is about bringing ownership, timing, and intention back to the person who knows the household best. The focus on women over 50 gives the practice a specific life context, including empty nesting, retirement transitions, caregiving roles, and the accumulation of family keepsakes. Secondly, mindful letting go addresses the emotional weight of ordinary possessions. The book distinguishes itself from purely efficiency-based decluttering by emphasizing the emotional attachments that make sorting difficult. Items in a home often represent relationships, former identities, work roles, parenting years, travel, grief, or hopes that did not fully materialize. Bergman appears to treat these associations as part of the organizing process rather than as obstacles to be ignored. This is important because older adults may not struggle with clutter only because of volume, but because possessions can feel like evidence of a life lived. A mindful approach invites the reader to pause, notice what an object represents, and then decide whether keeping it still serves the present. That reasoning makes release less abrupt and less guilt-driven. It also helps distinguish memory from storage. A person can honor an experience without preserving every item connected to it. The practical implication is that decluttering becomes less about strict minimalism and more about aligning the home with current values, emotional capacity, and realistic space. Thirdly, Scandinavian simplicity is blended with home harmony and practical order. Bergman positions the home as a setting that affects mental ease, not merely as a storage space. The book reportedly combines Scandinavian common sense, mindful organizing, and elements of feng shui, which gives its method a hybrid character. Scandinavian simplicity contributes restraint, functionality, and appreciation for uncluttered surfaces. Feng shui contributes the idea that flow, placement, and visual calm influence how a room feels. Mindful organizing adds attention to how decisions are made, not only what the final room looks like. The result is a softer alternative to methods that rely heavily on strict rules or dramatic purging. This combination is especially relevant for readers who want a peaceful household but do not want their homes to become impersonal. The goal is not bare minimalism. It is a balanced environment where useful objects are accessible, sentimental items are chosen deliberately, and rooms support everyday comfort. The underlying reasoning is that external order can reduce small daily frictions, such as searching, avoiding crowded areas, or feeling burdened by unfinished household decisions. Fourthly, worksheets and structured steps make a sensitive process more manageable. The book is described as using worksheets, structure, and practical tools, which are significant because death cleaning can otherwise feel too large to begin. A whole household contains many categories of belongings, each with different emotional and logistical demands. Paperwork, clothing, photographs, heirlooms, kitchen goods, hobby supplies, and furniture cannot all be handled with the same level of effort. Structured prompts can help the reader break the work into smaller decisions and avoid turning the process into a vague intention. This matters particularly for readers who feel overwhelmed by years of accumulation or by the possibility of disappointing family members. A worksheet can externalize decisions, such as what to donate, what to pass on, what needs documentation, and what should be kept for daily life. The value of such tools is not that they make every choice easy. Rather, they create continuity. the reader can stop and return without losing track, and the process becomes a series of concrete actions rather than an emotionally undefined project. Lastly, legacy is treated as communication, not just the transfer of belongings. One of the book's most important themes is the idea of leaving a loving legacy. In this context, legacy does not appear to mean preserving the largest number of possessions. It means making thoughtful choices so that family members inherit clarity rather than confusion. Many households contain objects whose meaning is known only to the owner. Without explanation, relatives may struggle to decide what is valuable, what is sentimental, and what can be released. Swedish death cleaning offers a way to reduce that ambiguity while the owner is still able to guide the process. This can include selecting meaningful items, organizing papers, labeling important belongings, or discussing preferences with loved ones. The emotional benefit is twofold. The individual gains a sense of agency over personal history, while family members are spared unnecessary guesswork and guilt. The book, therefore, links decluttering with care for others. It frames order as a relational act, where a simplified home becomes part of a considerate preparation for future transitions. In conclusion, The Mindful Art of Swedish Death Cleaning for Women Over 50 is best suited to readers who want a compassionate, reflective entry point into decluttering rather than a severe minimalist program. Women over 50 who are preparing to downsize, simplify after children have left home, organize inherited or sentimental possessions, or reduce the future burden on loved ones are likely to find its framing especially relevant. Its practical benefit lies in making a large household project feel less abrupt through structure prompts and gradual decision-making. Its intellectual benefit is the reframing of belongings as part of a life narrative that can be edited with care rather than defended indefinitely or discarded impulsively. Compared with many organizing books, it stands out because it connects home order with aging, legacy, emotional responsibility, and Scandinavian death cleaning rather than focusing only on storage systems or productivity. Readers looking for highly technical room-by-room design advice may find it less specialized than a conventional organizing manual. However, those who need permission to proceed gently while still making concrete progress will likely appreciate its emphasis on calm, clarity, and considerate preparation. If you would like to support Linnea M. Bergman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.